Maine's county jail system will undergo yet another change in its state funding. The new funding plan, approved by the legislature this week, does away with the State Board of Corrections and gives control over the state's share of jail funding to the Department of Corrections. But as Mal Leary reports, some observers believe that this is the first step in a transition to returning all funding responsibility for the jails back to the 16 counties.
The new jail funding system would give Governor LePage at least one thing he had wanted, the demise of the State Board of Corrections. LePage believes that the board, created under the Baldacci administration, has failed to keep costs under control. LePage this year refused to appoint any new members, rendering it incapable of functioning. And he made clear his feelings on the board back in February.
What you've done is you've given the control of the jails to the sheriffs, the counties, and you've telling the state you're going to pay the bill and you can't say anything about it. And that's just not going to work. That's like giving my ex-wife my paycheck.
The new corrections legislation, LD 186, which the legislature crafted to resolve the standoff, grants the Department of Corrections the authority to administer the state's contribution to the cost of the county jails. About 15% of the overall operating costs of $80 million a year. But Penobscot County Sheriff Troy Morton says even though the state pays a small share of the costs, they exercise immense control over the jails and the costs of their operation already.
267 jail standards that are set by the Department of Corrections that affect the running of our facilities. The state has a lot of control over how we run our facilities.
He gave the example of DOC inspectors telling him the trash cans used at the jail did not meet the requirements of the DOC, so they had to be replaced. He said that cost several thousand dollars that had not been budgeted. But Morton says he supports the legislation abolishing the board and giving more authority to the Department of Corrections, even though his county is facing a serious funding problem because they will have to start paying other jails to house their excess inmates.
That boarding rate, depending on who you ask or when you ask, could for Penobscot County be between $600,000 and $1.5 million a year for boarding.
Kennebec County Sheriff Randall Liberty, the president of the Maine Sheriff's Association, says the allocation in the state budget is less by millions than what is needed to run all the jails without triggering boarding fees.
I'm going to require some of those sending facilities to maintain very high inflated populations in the facility, or others, like I've done in the past, asking law enforcement officers to not make those misdemeanor, nonviolent, discretionary arrests.
But such actions are considered a stopgap. County administrators say the state will have to do better than its $12 million funding for the jails. Rosemary Kulo, executive director of the Maine County Commissioners Association, says the jails will have to go back to the legislature at some point for more money.
There's most likely going to be the need to request supplemental funding again next January, because this amount is just not going to be sufficient to help fund the jails in their current operations.
That request is pretty much expected by lawmakers. Representative Peggy Rotundo, a Lewiston Democrat, co-chairs the Budget Writing Appropriations Committee and says people are forgetting the whole reason for the creation of the State Board of Corrections was to bring more efficiency to the way county jails are run.
One of the concerns about sending these back to the counties is that those efficiencies will not be found. They will come back with a request, I'm sure, for additional funding.
The board of the Maine County Commissioners Association will meet Wednesday to consider the implications of the new jails legislation and the funding levels in the state budget. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.